You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am. And I get this feeling if I have.
Chasing Big Joe, 125-1063 the game here on this Monday. Got a lot of fun things coming to our city and the surrounding areas, including the Franklin Rodeo, which is this weekend, May 16th through the 18th. And to talk more about that, we bring in bull rider Heath Simpson, who joins us now on the program. Heath, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I know you're excited. You're a Tennessean, but being in Franklin, how fun is that going to be being in Franklin this weekend?
Oh, it's really nice because it's actually one of the ones that is semi-close to home, to say the least. I don't have to travel very far this weekend.
Well, Heath Simpson's on the line, professional bull rider. Heath, I've discovered in my lifetime there's two people I don't mess with, Marines and bull riders. And I got to just think, when did it start with you riding a bull? When did one day is like, you know what, I want to do this. I know you start off riding, what, calves early on, then you go to steers and the bulls. But what was this progression like for you?
Well, as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to ride bulls. It's like, you know, I can always tell mom and dad that I wanted to ride bulls and be a jockey. And I kind of outgrew being a jockey and looked off that. So bull riding it was. And I mean, I just, ever since I was little, that's what I was going to do. And here I am.
Yeah, well done. The Franklin Rodeo, by the way, starts Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I tell you, if you've never been to the Franklin Rodeo, you need to go because, Heath, you know this as well. It's such a great job. It's a great event. Kids, families, everybody invited out there. All right, so let's talk about you some more, Heath. All right, so you have 8 seconds, right, to get on that bull to complete a ride. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So, all right, say you go 8 seconds, I go 8 seconds, Chase goes 8 seconds. How do they determine who's the best if we all complete the bull ride?
So it is 25 points or 50, you know, per judge. So it's 50 points a total for you and bull. So it's 50 points for how well you ride, how well you stay in control, and 50 points for how hard the bull bucks. So say your bull buck better than mine, but we rode the same, you're obviously going to win. So, and in Chase, if he was hanging off the side of him and his bull was stronger, he's probably going to get placed below both of us because he was technically out of control, I guess, if that makes sense, if one can actually look in control on a bucking bull.
So, all right. So, by the way, you're accurate with your description of Chase, by the way, for that bull
100%.
Riding. So, Heath, let me ask you this. So, the bull, I mean, do you know the bull beforehand? I mean, like, this bull's crazy or whatnot. Do you know that bull?
Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. It just depends. Like, you know, stock contractors bring different bulls all the time because they have, you know, quite a few of them, or, you know, they may have bought a new one that you haven't seen before. But there's this thing, pro rodeo stats and stuff like, so if we wanted to, we can look up and see if they've had any outs on them or whatnot, just kind of get a game plan. But half the time, I mainly look up that. So if I can find somebody that's rode them, just so I know what color bull I'm looking for when I get to the rodeo, make it easier on me finding my bull. Other than that, I don't really pay attention to that because they're an animal and they can decide to do something different just like me and you can.
Yeah, just like being married. Hey, all right, so Heath, on this, it says you've had several major injuries. The biggest was being stepped on. You had cracked ribs, lacerated spleen, and pancreas.
Oh, Lord.
What in the hell, man? I mean, thank God you're still here, but that had to be something else, right?
Yeah, that was a little rough. I had a bull come out from full extension, and I just landed up under him wrong, and he came down from a full kick and planted both feet in my stomach, and it hit me hard enough. It caused some internal injuries and whatnot. Yeah, so I ended up spending 9 weeks in the Regional 1 Hospital in Memphis, and, you know, finally got out of it. It took 13 months before I could get back on something else, but, yeah, it was pretty rough.
Okay, so I got this question, Heath. Heath Simpson on the line with us, Franklin Rodeo in town, May 16th through the 18th. You know, 8 seconds is the standard. How often do bull riders actually last for 8 seconds?
Well, if you're really, really good, I would say you probably get one rode about 40 to 45% of the time, and that's being quite generous.
Oh, wow.
Other than that, the other 60%, you know, 50% is you get bucked off because, I mean, bulls are athletes just like we are, and the breeding programs they have these days, bulls are just phenomenal athletes, and, you know, it's hard to get them rode.
So how much interaction, I know this may sound silly, do you have with the bull before you get on? Like, do you, I mean, do you try and calm it down, like talk to it? Like,
no, I pretty much, they have what's called a brand on them, so we can identify them, either like an ear tag or it's kind of like a tattoo, like on a human being, just to kind of identify them. I go back there to find out which one he is and just kind of like look at what the size he is, so I know how to adjust my rope to him for the size. And other than that, when he gets loaded in the preload or in the bucket chute, that's when I put my rope on him and we go from there.
Oh my goodness. Heath Simpson's with us, professional bull rider. Heath, all right, so athletes, and you're an athlete, do specific trainings for their sport. What training do you do to be a bull rider?
Well, I work outside on a farm, so that's part of it. And then other than that, I'll do like agility and like stretches to like help my body stay loose and agile. I get, you know, agile as much as I can and just go from there. I try not to do a whole lot of bulk training because I don't want to get myself, I feel like if I get too bulky, I won't be able to move on the back of a, you know, move where I need to. So it's mainly, you know, agility, strength, stuff like that.
Now, you've qualified for the Southeastern Circuit Finals Rodeo 4 times. I guess, to ask you, what does it take to be one of the 12 guys who compete at it? Because I got to think this is the elite of the elite.
Yeah, for the circuit it is. It just, I mean, a lot of hard work and, you know, you got to mainly stay positive because, like I said, you only, you know, a good rider only rides the bulls 40% of the time. So there's a lot of buck-offs in between rides and you just got to stay positive and keep going and have a strong mental game and, you know, just a lot of hard work.
And all right, so here's a really – Chase and I have nothing but dumb questions because we're fascinated by this. How important is the rodeo clown when you fall off and that bull's coming for you again? Aren't they vital to saving lives?
Yes, they like to be called bullfighters these days. So.
Oh, they're not rodeo clowns anymore? Oh, my bad. All right. You're a bullfighter. They're not a bullfighter.
Well, you know, they are very vital because you got to have guys out there that you trust, like that you know are going to, you know, if things go to, you know, hell in a handbasket, you know, they're going to be there for you because things can get pretty hairy from time to time.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Heath,
not all bulls are the most friendly things in the world.
Right? How can we get somebody signed up to do that? Because I got a guy in mind in our afternoon show host. He likes to talk, so maybe he can talk him down.
Well, you're going to talk to the stock contractor on that one.
That guy wouldn't last half a second on a bull. Also, do you wear a football helmet now, or y'all don't wear hats anymore, right?
Well, a lot of guys still do, but I've always ridden in a helmet, and it's kind of a joke these days. I mean, I've been on a handful of bulls without my helmet, just, you know, lesser bulls like in the practice pen, but when people look at it, I just tell them I don't want to mess my hat up because I tend to not ever land on my feet, even when I make a qualified ride. My get offs are not the best in the world, so I land on my head a lot. So I just tell people I don't want to mess my hat up.
That a boy. By the way, I mean, I couldn't even imagine sitting in a stall on top of a bull. I don't think I could do that, Heath.
It's kind of like sitting on a horse.
Just, no, it's not. No, it's not. No, I mean, how long do you sit in the stall on top of the bull before it takes off?
Well, the quicker the better. Like, I try not to spend a whole lot of time in the bucket chute. So, in the bucket chute, you are surrounded by metal. So, if he decides to act up, that's the easiest place to get hurt because metal does not give.
Oh, okay. Well, good. All right, Heath, look, man, thank you for this. We're going to be rooting for you. Heath Simpson, bull rider this week at the Franklin Rodeo. Hey, best of luck, and please don't get stepped on.
I will do my best. I don't like getting stepped on.
All right, thanks, brother. Good luck,
thanks,
man.
Thanks, Heath.
I appreciate it.
Oh, that's good stuff. Listen, I know that you know, we try to ask the best questions possible, but hey, everybody's thinking these things, so
right.
That's
no. There's no way. I'm not even getting in the stall. I mean, Heath Simpson's a legend for doing that. I mean, he got stepped on, cracked ribs, lacerated spleen. I can't even say it right, and pancreas. And was in the hospital forever. That dude's a man. We're not even on that level.
Oh yeah, there's 100%. So appreciate that. The Franklin Rodeo coming up this weekend. You can go to franklinrodeo.com for standing room only tickets. $20 for adults, $10 for children. And again, franklinrodeo.com or at the gate while supplies last.
Yes.
Looking forward to that.